Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Forage and Grasslands Council Field Day is set for tomorrow afternoon in Hart County at the Gerald's Farm. There's no question, says UK Forage Specialist Ray Smith, that agriculture across the board has had a tough year, but we've got to pick up and move on. He feels this Field Day can offer a lot to those in any facet of forages.
The Gerald's Farm is run by Clayton and Christopher Gerald's. They have a top-notch hay production operation, and even during the dry weather this year, the amount of alfalfa that they had planted, they were still able to get good production. One of the best things about the Gerald's Farm is the level of detail that they go about in their management of all of their hay crops. They really take it down to a science, so a lot of people can learn about hay production.
In Hart County tomorrow, registration starts at 3:30 Central Time, and the walking and wagon tours begin at 4. Smith says while the Gerald's operation is top-notch, with significant attention to alfalfa, topics range the gamut.
We'll go into not just the alfalfa hay production, but other topics such as the influence of cutting height on hay production and grazing. I'm talking about different options for grazing. Talk about new things like Roundup Ready alfalfa and the whole range of hay harvesting and handling equipment that is available to people now.
We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
For those with hay enough to sell, says UK's Ray Smith, that's obviously a good position. But sell or buy, you've got to know the value of the product. And that means hay testing, and that'll get attention tomorrow.
Yes, Kentucky Department of Agriculture will bring down their hay testing van. They'll also be given a display, so they'll talk about exactly how they go about hay testing, talk about the value of that. They still offer that as a very low-priced service to come out to your farm and test your hay. So they'll go over that in entire details that they do, and they regularly come to the Gerald's Farm and test their hay.
They'll have some hay judging tomorrow, exhibits, hay harvest and handling tips for the whole range of hay types.
We'll also talk about hay production of grass hay, like orchard grass hay and Timothy hay, and even some hay production issues just on a standard farm where you might have tall fescue and clover. We'll try to cover the whole gamut from the premium hay down to the, we might call cow hay, that many producers would use.
Your local extension office will have complete details on the Field Day tomorrow in Hart County. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.